Oh, Gene, I'm so excited to present this episode to the people, to the masses.
I would say that this may be the best live show we've had.
It's not maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of a maze.
It was a maze.
I want you guys to pay close attention to what happens at the Would You Rather. I'm just going to sprinkle that in there. It was an unprecedented reaction. It was very funny.
It was really fun. Really
special,
fun.
Special night.
There's a bunch going on. I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska. Stinking Lincoln. I'm in...
Lincoln?
Yep. Midwest, shitty Oklahoma. And Springfield's in your mother's asshole, Missouri. This weekend. Next week, I'm doing one night only in Brea. It's sold out. I'm doing the Fox Theater in Oakland. I'm also going to shoot a special Saturday in Denver, Colorado, at the Paramount. Those shows are sold out.
Okay.
And so I added one show, one night only in Denver at the Comedy Works downtown. And it's going to go quickly. And then it's off to Albany, New York, Reading, Pennsylvania, Portland, Maine, and Toronto at the Sony Center for the Performing Arts, JFL 42. Get your tickets now, tomsegura.com/tour. There are a bunch of other cities up there for sale all over the Midwest, all over Tejas, New York shitty. I'm doing a big L.A. play.
Two dork titties.
Fartniks, Arizona. Even up until next year doing Momstralia. So please check it out. Gene, where are you going?
September 22nd and 23rd, I'm at Herium Comedy Club in St. Louis Tits, Momzuri. And then October 3rd, Nardsville?
Yeah, that's good.
Taintasy. Mm-hmm. That was a new one.
That's pretty good.
Nardsville Taintasy at Zany's Comedy Club. October 4th, Charlotte, North Carolina. That just writes itself at the Comedy Zone.
Yeah.
October 8th, I am here with your other mother, Tommy. Your mom's house live.
Oh, yeah, another live.
Sperm Vine, California.
I fart got that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, on fire.
Oh,
today.
Man.
All
check
right.
It, check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for your support in the store with the shirts and the merch.
And the merch and the shirt and the hip
and the hop and with the pudding and the pop. Also, yesterday, well, a couple days ago now, when you listen, I was on the latest Rogan episode 1007 with Ari Schaefer and Burnt Crystals. And we have a new challenge. So I'll let you, it's a quick listen, quick 4 hour and 45 minute podcast that we did. If you want to check it out, you can hear us come up with a new challenge. It's in October, and I think you'll find it highly amusing. So,
did you say October?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you to Joe for having us, and thank you guys for listening. This is the live podcast from Breast Balls Beach, Florida, and it went off amazingly. Thank you to everybody that came out. It was really a thrill for us. It makes me actually super geeked for the Irvine one because this was like just electric atmosphere.
It really was one of those unique nights.
Yeah, we got to do more live road podcasts. Yeah.
Podcasts.
So here it is in all its glory. We'll jump right into once we're already up there, but enjoy the show. Thanks for listening, guys.
We're back, guys. We're back. We just had to have our moose soup.
That was really terrifying. I was really scared, actually. Let's see.
What do we do this whole time without our...
Okay.
Without our shit drops and our...
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Crying, motherfucker!
Okay. That's,
yeah, all right. That works. Make sure.
I'd go retarded.
Yep, that works.
And we're back.
All right. Welcome to Alive, your mom's house.
Mom Cash.
And...
Woo! We're here! We did it! Breast balls.
Yep. We're down here with all the snowbirds and the Jews. There's one.
The Jews.
And you fucking Puerto Ricans.
I love that.
There he is.
There's been so many Puerto Ricans.
Cuban. Yeah.
We couldn't go swimming today, though, because your water is contaminated. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
That's why.
Well, this is true. We went to the beach today.
Yeah.
And we went to the guy at the hotel. And we're like, can we get an umbrella? And he's like, yeah, but you just got to let you know you can't get in the water.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? What do you think we're going to do here, man? And I go, why can't we get in the water? And he goes, this bacteria is real high. And I go, is that common? He goes, I've been here a few years. We've never heard of it before.
I know. And I'm like, well, great. I swam in this yesterday. I'm sure it's fine, right?
Yeah, it just got here from the ocean. Yesterday was cool, but today it's all shitty and bad.
I think we're going to be radioactive now.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
This will be our last show.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Florida. We flew here, and we'll make sure this is all working, though. Hold on a second. So just to make sure that...
You make my pussy dry.
Okay. That worked.
Dirty and disgusting.
Yeah.
There we go.
Dirty and disgusting.
And...
What's your pronoun?
Okay. So they're different levels. That's fine.
People have been calling me ma'am left and right. I'm very offended.
Are you? Just because they're assuming you're a woman?
I'm assuming my pronouns.
Or because they're assuming you're an old woman.
How dare you? Well, I don't
nobody calls me sir. They're always like, little boy.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, yeah.
You're so stupid. I hate being called ma'am. Someone called me madam the other day, and I liked it, though, because I was in 7-Eleven buying hot Cheetos, and he was like, there you go, madam. Or,
what? Dude, what is wrong with you?
Well, he was Indian. Why?
That is so offensive.
Why is it offensive? He was an Indian.
There you go, madam.
Yeah, he did. He went, oh, thank you, madam.
Big words.
Yeah,
that's
I did not
is.
Say big words.
That basically is a big word.
It's not a big word. And I was so like, I felt super fancy, you know, like, okay, all right, shit.
Because you were a madam?
Yeah.
Do you feel like a mistress, like a fart mistress?
I did.
Yeah. So many people have gone to fartmistress.com.
The site has crashed.
And they're sending messages to my mother to be the fart mistress. And she's like, I'm not going to do it. She's like, she's very upset. But then she likes the flattery of the messages. I tried to get it on Conan. I did Conan a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they do a pre-interview, like, what do you want to talk about? And you start telling them all. And then I was like, can we talk about fartmistress.com? And his producer was like, I'm listening. Like, what is it? And I told him, and he goes, he thought it was hilarious. And then he goes, I told Conan, and then maybe we'll get to it. And I was like, are you fucking serious? And he goes, he could go there. And I go, all right. And I was, the whole time, I was just anticipating him being like, tell me about fartmistress.com.
Well, they can say fart now on TBS, right? Because
yeah.
If you did the, you know, the network version, they won't even let you suggest farting.
No, but
so
now,
stupid, yeah. Now you can go full farts.
You can go all fart hard.
So you were waiting the whole time for him to
be
like...
I was sitting there in the chair like, are you going to do it? And then he was like, yeah, we'll see my guest at the fucking other place. I was like, oh, okay.
See you later.
Yeah, but I was really excited.
Okay, so your mom, are we going to read her the emails people have been sending?
100%, okay. Yeah.
I'm excited.
I want to get her on video.
Yeah, we'll video
her. At least video her hearing them and maybe processing... the movement. If you don't know, we paid for the website fartmistress.com.
Yeah.
And I told my mom, like, will you fart on this website? And she was like, 100% no. And I was like, what if we can get you money? And she was like, what kind of money are you talking about? And I told her like a couple thousand dollars, and she goes, I'm not a prostitute. And I go, well, what's your number? And she goes, 3,000?
Well, because you also positioned it like this is your gambling money, because she really likes
to gamble. Yeah, she loves the hard cock casino in Fart Lauderdale.
Fart Lauderdale makes me laugh every time.
Yeah. She loves the slots. She plays the slots there.
She doesn't even play real. It's like penny stuff, right? Yeah. Like that's
and
what
she
I would do.
Sucks. She's she's the cooler. Like she comes in
the
and
cooler?
She loses. Yeah.
That's what they call them?
Yeah.
When you bomb out the whole
when you walk
place.
In and they're like, everyone's going to lose. That's the cooler right there. she has advice for you. So it's like, it's the person, imagine the person that's like, I've been divorced 9 times,
right.
giving you relationship advice like that. And you're like, but you suck at this. And then she's like, I know. She's like, this machine doesn't pay. Don't sit here. And I'm like, but if you're saying it, it probably does pay. So.
You know what's so interesting is they put the water bucket next to me. So weird. It's like they knew that I drink the most water in the family.
Man!
That's some bullshit right there. Yeah, take your time. Yeah. You wanna baba nipple for that? Why are you putting the mic up there?
I want them to hear it.
They didn't hear that.
But this is bullshit that this doesn't dehydrate you.
Coffee. It doesn't.
Do you believe in that? Clap if you think coffee doesn't dehydrate you. Psychos. 5 psychos. But then I'm so thirsty when I drink it.
It doesn't dehydrate you.
It makes me shit so hard.
It does not.
Speaking of shit, since we've been here, I just feel like you guys should know that I haven't really been browning as much. I know. Devastating news. Yeah. And I think the problem is because we don't have a bidet in the hotel we're staying at. It's disgusting.
You think this is affecting your going to the bathroom?
Of course.
Why?
Because my asshole is gun shy. It knows. It knows that it can't relax and release because there's no ample cleanup provided.
I have to admit, it bums me out too.
Yeah.
Like, we have bidets now in 3 bathrooms at home. I feel like we're falling out of control, you know?
Yeah. You guys can get the Tushy. It's a reasonable one. It's like $50.
It's not a sponsor. It's fucking...
No,
we bought it.
They should, but... Yeah.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes for not sponsoring us.
Them.
But it's like $70.
It's a fire hose to
it
your
really
butthole.
It really is. You got to really ease into turning it on
because
you can get loose with it and it's just like... and... It hurts your ass. It'll hurt your tender, sweet little asshole.
And it actually opened up my asshole when the water shot in there. It actually opened it a little and made more brown come out.
I've had that too. It's true. It does that. Because you'll be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then you go, and then you're like,
whoo.
Like, feels like somebody got in there.
Yeah.
It does. Is that what it feels like?
What feels like?
What having someone go in your ass feels like?
Go in your ass like with their...
hands? I don't know.
That hasn't happened in a long time.
No,
it hasn't! That is so nasty. Did you see him?
Yeah.
Seriously, be Woo! Honest. I don't know.
What?
You did used to put your fingers in my butt. I like because I feel like on the live show we can say a little more. Okay.
You know this is going to be downloaded.
I don't. I don't know why I feel more.
I'm just married to a triple D SLUT. So.
So stupid.
Lick my ass. Yeah. Lick it.
Can I tell you, honestly, since I had our kid, though, and since 2 holes became 1, you know, I had an episiotomy, so I'm a little nervous because that hole is not as taut, if you will, as it... Because...
I haven't noticed anything really.
My beehole or my vagine?
Oh, your vagine is a fucking third grader.
It's a loose.
No.
It has to be. You're such a liar. So you
I'm
say that.
Serious.
You're a sweet guy and I appreciate it.
I am not being nice. I'm being honest.
You mean it?
Yeah.
Doesn't.
I have to picture like 8 guys standing behind me just to try to get in there. Like I pretend it's a competition, and they're like, yeah, Tom, yeah. And like, do it up, hurry up. And then I'm like,
wait a minute, wait a minute.
And then there's other guys, yeah, Tom, orale, way, give it to her. Like, it's the gardeners and it's the fucking, what? We have gardeners. So,
how come I get shit for the Indian guy, which is a real thing that
because
happened?
Because we have Jose. He comes by every fucking Wednesday. What are you talking about? Dale. Like, all right.
Dale huevo, dale. What does that mean, dale huevos? What does he say? I like that song, but I don't
dale
understand.
Dale huevos?
Yeah.
Let's give her eggs. Give her eggs. She right. loves eggs.
This one's fine. But this one's a killer, is that what he says?
I don't know what the fuck he says, honestly.
Is that Daddy Yankee?
I think so. I think you would know.
Pitbull, huh?
You have his poster.
That's a book. Dale Huevo.
Mr. Worldwide. Do you know that dude? He's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, they are.
Pitbull,
ridiculous.
He makes like $35 million a
That's
year.
That's bananas.
Easy, right? Just like giving huevos out. Yeah.
Dale. What does it mean? Seriously, dale huevo.
He's not saying dale huevos.
But what is he saying?
I don't know, but
dale
it's not.
Dale besos.
Dale besos, yeah, yeah. What is he saying?
So what is huevos?
He is saying it? Give her cum. Okay. Give her that ball juice. Yeah.
Right, it's like fill me with your guests, so Lena. It's the same thing, yeah. Always come with those guys, huh? God, it's everywhere, yeah. Savages, yeah.
Guys like to come.
They
what are you
do.
Gonna do? I mean, isn't that crazy that basically every decision a guy makes is connected yeah. to coming?
Well,
somehow.
For you, not necessarily.
Not even for me. You think
well,
these guys
you.
Are that different?
Yeah. But then when guys turn like 50, they become, you know, human. Like they, you know what I'm saying? Like your dad became sweeter and now.
Where's the cum?
Yeah. Like when the need to cum goes down a little, like you guys start to care about helping turtles across the street and shit.
I think it doesn't happen at 50. I think you got that wrong. Maybe like 68.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when the testosterone starts to like dial down.
Yeah. And you turn into women and you become people. It's great.
I know. I have an uncle who like just started crying at 75. Yeah. I'm like, you're crying? He's like, it's a sweet moment. I'm like, you were a savage, dude.
Do you think your dad still comes a lot?
Oh. Definitely. Yeah. No, because he's friends with a lot of older than him.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, my buddy, whatever, he takes a pill. My other buddy, he has to inject himself.
Inject his dick?
Yeah, but he's like, you know, this guy's 81. And I go, oh, man, like, how about you? He's like, oh, no, not a problem, pal. Like, still a lot of lead in the pencil, not even. Your old man's doing fine. I'm like, that's enough. That's enough information. There's enough information about my dad's dick, so.
Remember when I saw his balls on the cruise?
Yeah.
I still think about it.
In what way?
Not in a, like, hot... Just, like, I remember him flipping his leg over, and I was like, whoop, there it is.
Yeah, you like uncircumcised guys, as I recall, right?
Yeah. Yeah?
As I recall.
As I recall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember those balls.
Crazy.
They're pretty big.
Yeah, they're so huge. They're low hangers, though. Like, you're going to have nuts that hang low, too.
I hope so. I can only dream.
Do you think about it?
About having balls that are... Sometimes I think about that. Honestly, not to hit it again, but I think about it on the toilet. Because sometimes you're, like, thinking about toilet water.
Yeah. That's real. Do your balls touch the water yet?
No. I mean, I have just regular balls. They're not...
No, they are. They're good. I really like them.
Come on.
No, I mean it. I have all the balls, and I've touched a lot of balls. Like Puerto Rican.
Did you ever
balls.
Have bad balls?
Yeah.
What were they like?
Bad ball. I mean, look. One woman's bad ball is another woman's treasure. I don't know.
Right? With different strokes, everyone's the same. So maybe...
All right.
I think, and personally, here's my, I just don't, I like them high and tight. I do. I like them. Yeah. Like yours are nice and high and tight. I've had balls that are just all skin. Like you're like, dude, so, they're too big and there's nothing in them.
Those are old balls. That's what that is.
No, I've never.
You've been blowing old guys.
No, I haven't.
Again.
No. No, they're young guys. They're that huge nuts. But it usually... Usually, it, the interesting thing, Tom, really thought-provoking,
yeah,
is
let's
that
get it going.
The bigger the balls, I found that the shorter and fatter the wiener. Like, it would be like a Coke can.
The bigger
can.
The balls,
yeah, they were
the
short,
short fat wieners.
Yeah.
Did it affect the loads they busted?
I don't think so.
No, I'm saying, were the big balls where you're like, Jesus, this thing doesn't turn up. Or is it like that?
This thing doesn't turn up.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Just, was it like that?
No.
Really?
No, I'll be on. Do you want to know who's had the most?
Yeah, sure.
You.
I have the most.
But I swear, a lot of load.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I am. No, no. I will jerk off with any of you guys. I'm serious. This is gross, but I'm going to do it anyway, because whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, from high school. Yeah. I had high school, college, girls were always like, Jesus, what is up with all this jizz, man?
I know.
And I actually asked a doctor about it once.
Yeah.
Because you know, you have like, men have, it's like a contraction, right? Like,
yeah.
I had, so I went to the doctor. I was like, I was, I don't know, like 18, 19. I was like, look, man, I'm busting these huge ass nuts. Is that normal? And he was like, what kind of nuts are you talking? So I described it to him in detail, and he was like, no, it's not normal. And then
really?
He goes, yeah, well, he goes, it's much higher than average, but he goes, just consider yourself lucky. He said it, though. He said it like, I've been trying to come like that for years. I dedicated my life to this, and you just get it naturally? And I was like, yeah.
That's fascinating.
I know.
I wonder if, I don't want to get into the details.
What?
Do you think you have more swimmers than most?
No.
No.
I don't think it has anything to do with
it's
that.
It's just the amount of fluid around you.
Yeah, I just have a great prostate.
Wow.
And I go, Rob.
Yeah. Did you sharpen your knife today?
You should know.
You did take a long shower. It was really long.
Yeah, I did.
Rob.
Guy's the grossest.
He's so nasty.
I don't like him at all.
You know what's fair? All right, I'll get to it. Let's do this. I have a proper show open clip. So we'll play that, and then we'll get back to this in a second, okay? Here
we go. The important issues.
Here we go with the important issues of our show. Here we go.
What I'm thanks for holding. This is Mike with Scrub Elevator.
Just get me the fucking elevator fixed. That slut that was on the phone earlier. 16 Harbor Lock Road, Utica, New York, now.
Oh, shit.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
There it is. Thank you, guys.
Oh!
We are live in Breast Balls Beach, Florida. That guy was pretty pissed off.
Yes.
He's talking to an elevator manufacturing rep on the phone. I guess his elevator didn't get fixed when he wanted it to, so he just...
Thanks for holding. This is Mike with Scrub Elevator.
Just get me the fucking elevator fixed. That slut that was on the phone earlier. 16 Harbor Lock Road, Utica, New York, now.
Did he say the slut?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nobody ever says that. Like,
no,
get that fucking slut that I was talking to. That's so crazy.
It's a tough call over the phone, too. How
yeah.
does she know she's a slut?
Doesn't.
No.
But it's a good way to provoke.
It is, yes.
See what happens. Just poke a little bit. Hey, is that slut still there? And then they're like, excuse me.
Nobody likes that.
How can
you call the slut?
I mean, I guess your elevator not being fixed does piss you off. But
yeah. This level?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm so fucking sick of this piece of shit I have to deal with you people. It's the worst elevator in the world. I'm going to throw it out and come and ram it up your fucking noses. Get him here now.
Jesus Christ.
I, you know what stands out to me the most about that is that he will shove it up your noses.
Right.
Like, to be that angry and the natural inclination would be, I'll shove up your fucking ass. And he was like, Stuff that fucking elevator up your nose.
Wow.
Well, it's almost like he pulled his anger in for a moment.
Right. He didn't want to go blue.
Yeah.
Which
he was like,
stupid.
That's too far.
Yeah, too far. But it probably would hurt more in your nose than your ass, right? What do you think?
It would hurt to have an elevator shoved in any orifice that you have. But yeah, your nose, you'd definitely die for sure. If I put an elevator up your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts so much.
You know, I keep thinking about the enema lady this week. Like, some clips stick to me. Yeah, I know, right? I keep thinking about her and how
Rain
dangerous.
Florence?
Rain.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Rain
How do you put piss in your butt?
Oh, I can show you.
Because it would absorb the toxins, like you would die.
What really stood out to me about her, this lady gave herself a urine enema, was that,
nasty.
Let me bring it up.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's
so fucking sad, too.
Oh, hello, everybody. Rain Florence. Today I'm going to do a urine enema for the first time.
For the first time. And you should
for
see,
first
like,
time.
She's like, I'm going to see my dad for the first time. Like that. Like, she's so touched.
She's so touched.
That she's committing to this.
She's so skinny.
Today, during the day, I have collected my urine. In
There's
this bowl.
A tub of it this much.
Right? And I just poured 1 quart into my enema bucket right above me.
You pissed in a bucket is what you're saying. And you're going to put it in your ass?
What happens to you that you get that nutty? Like, how does that switch flip where you're like, no, this is healthy?
She's a conspiracy theorist for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She is. Because I remember one of my... down here, I went to high school in Vero Beach, if you don't know. I'm around here. And and I had one of my friend's moms was like, you can't trust doctors. Like, they'll fuck with you. And I'm like, what? And... like when you're sick too, you know. I'd be like, "I'm going to the doctor." She was like, "That's stupid. Only an idiot would go to the doctor."
Right.
And then she had all these alternative therapies, which I'm sure, like, I'm not saying that there's no alternative therapy that has, you know, value, yeah. But she, if you keep embracing that only alternative works, then you end up putting your own piss in your ass. You know?
You're gonna die.
Yeah.
Because who wasn't, who was it? Who's dead? The computer guy?
Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he was alternative therapying.
He had pancreatic cancer, which is aggressive to begin with. It's not, you know, high chance of beating it. And they found it early. And so they were like, we're going to take it out. And he was like, I'm going to eat fruit. And they were like,
right.
What? He's like, I fucking made these things. I'm eating fruit. All right. And so. And then the doctor's like, all right, he did make the shit that we're typing on, so... And then a few minutes later, he was like, oh, I fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the equivalent of, like, I'm going to get myself urine enemas, and I'm going to eat lots of yogurt, and it'll
That's what happens. This lady would 100%, if they were like, you have a brain tumor, we need to operate, she'd be like, I'm going to juggle this week, and see what happens.
Okay, so I'm laying on my left side... and I'm just about to insert the nozzle right now. I like to take a couple deep breaths during this process. Okay.
She is so emotional about this. Like, she's like, which I understand. Like, again, you're putting your own piss in
it
your ass.
It is crazy. It's so crazy to me. I love crazy.
I'm going to allow the urine to enter my colon.
Oh.
I'm going to try to hold it for about 5 minutes. Okay, I'm opening the clamp.
Girl, you nasty as hell.
Now.
She's, her face is in so much pain.
Ooh. Goodness. Ooh.
Hey.
Oh, I'm already noticing. Okay.
Yeah, what are you noticing?
It's so fucking crazy, dude. And she's laying
opening
on her
the
back.
Clamp again. Okay. Okay. The urine's flowing in. I'm having a little bit of leakage, and I don't know why. It's just leaking out. Just a little bit, though.
I wonder if you'd have that, you know?
Who?
If you'd have that.
Leakage?
Little leakage from your butthole. Yeah.
It wouldn't even be able to stay in there. You know, I don't know how people put stuff in their butts so easily. I mean.
Oh, you get used to it. You get used to it. You gotta.
Just.
Some of our, I mean, I'm sure there's people in the audience like this. Some of our friends are like, oh yeah, like, you know, we butt fuck pretty regularly. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, maybe we're the squares, Tom. You know what I mean? Maybe we should be giving ourselves pee enemas and fingering ourselves.
Well, we're talking about two different things, though, right?
What?
Butt fucking regularly and giving yourself a pee enema.
Yeah. But don't you have to, I mean, shouldn't you give yourself an enema before you have butt sex?
Just
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But strong performers do that.
It's very strong performers,
that's what they do. It's a courtesy, I'm assuming.
I think it's a courtesy to yourself.
Man.
Makes it easier.
It's wild.
I'm gonna open the clamp one more time. Whoa.
Oh.
I'm starting to have this purple vision.
She's tripping out.
A purple vision.
Toxins in her bloodstream.
Crazy. I see 10,000 more people. Coming together in support of me.
It sounds like Trump at a Trump rally or something, right? Like,
that's
maybe
right.
That's why he has such a big ego. He's like, I'm putting piss in my ass every night. People love me. I can't help it.
Yeah. God. Do a Facebook Live of it. Yeah.
In support.
Oh God, I can't watch her.
Of me, Rain Florence.
See, she's saying Rain. Her own name now.
Florence.
That's what's going on.
Who says
I'm
that?
Opening the clamp again.
Oh boy.
Stop opening the clamp.
Wow.
Close the clamp.
Oh my goodness. I almost just want to cry.
So do I.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch you do this.
It's tough to watch.
I've been thinking about it all week. I can't do it anymore. Tell
a little bit of sensation in my buttocks region. It might just be because the urine is a little bit cold.
That's not the only reason you're feeling that way.
Let's move right along, Tom. Now, interesting enough,
you've been thinking about
I'm
her?
Done with her. Okay.
You brought her up. I
did
because
I've been thinking
up.
About her. I feel bad. She's crazier. She's crazier than cat shit.
Okay.
So what I learned about you on this trip, it's very interesting. After 12 years of knowing you, I feel like I know almost everything.
Yeah.
Now, you are anorexic.
Yeah.
You can use...
I can use either hand. It's
right.
True.
And... And what's neat about that talent is that sometimes I notice you sign with your left and it looks all retarded, like you'll be all...
Wait, what?
Like, you look stupid when you do it, but it's cute. Like you
Why
sign
do I your, look stupid?
Because it's not right. Like, you shouldn't... It just
you
looks
should be
stupid.
Right-handed?
Yeah, like when you sign your name. But it got me to thinking, what do you do with either hand? Which hand do you wipe with? Because I'm not with you at those times.
Oh.
Very thought-provoking.
Yeah, I mean, all the things, it's like, it's automatic. Like, I'm just good at everything, but I do it. Like, the hand chooses it. Like, through the anorexia, it chooses itself. So, I write left-handed.
Right, and it looks stupid. See how dumb that looks?
Looks dumb. I brush my teeth left-handed.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I eat with a fork left-handed.
Right, I know that.
I throw a ball right-handed.
Didn't notice that.
And I prefer to jerk it right-handed.
Really?
I can do it with the other hand. But I prefer especially to finish with the right hand. You know, there's just like...
Why is that,
there's
though?
Just... I know how to... Yeah.
Oh, that your subtle moves. And
right.
Such. Yeah.
And especially for like that finishing... You know what I mean? Rounding third, I like to go back to the... Like, I can go left, left, left. I'm like, up, and then it goes to the right hand, you know? So I do that. And I definitely wipe right-handed.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think higher skill level things are right-handed.
Wait a minute. But you write with your left. That's quite possibly the highest skill.
Nah. Throw a football, man. Right-handed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Throw a baseball. I shoot right-handed.
Yeah.
Golf right-handed.
Wow.
Not that I do that regularly.
No, you're not a golfer. I didn't know all this about you.
These are all new things?
Yeah, I didn't know it. I like learning
new
stuff.
We should go out to dinner sometime.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you a bunch of stuff. If you wanna find out.
I've also been watching
Wait, do you do everything right-handed?
Yes.
Everything?
Yeah, I have known you. This is useless.
Why don't you donate it? Why don't you give
donate
it away?
Donate it, I should. Even when I do Pilates and stuff, the left side is terrible. It's wonky. It's weaker. I'm totally right dominant, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
It's talent. It's just being strong and stuff.
Okay.
But back to you. So I've noticed this week, so we spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
We've been on vacation here. You really savor your body functions. Like, more than anybody I know, like, you'll sneeze. Like, you do this annoying thing where you sneeze, like, 3 times in a row. Like, it's clearly for attention by the third time. Achoo! You have to look at the light to get it out. That's the worst.
I always look for the light. Hold on.
Yeah.
And if you say, bless you, before I sneeze, I'll knock you the fuck out. Because it will fuck with me. It makes me so upset when you're like on the edge, like, ha, and someone's like, bless you. I'm like, fuck you, fuck you. I don't know, it goes away.
Yeah, because you need total focus. Like, when I see you doing your...
I don't feel like that's what I look like.
I have to stop and let you do your retarded face, and then you sneeze in threes, and then after you'll be like, oh, that was such a good sneeze.
I like how it feels. Don't you like that feeling?
No.
Right?
I don't.
It's a little. It's a little pleasure. It's not like I'm not saying it's a.
I don't care. Like, I'm indifferent.
But like, if you have like a like three or more in a row, and you have that momentary buzz from it, you're like, whoa. It feels good.
Feels good.
I like it.
But you savor like that. Yeah. You'll be like, that was a good cough, or that was a good shit, or that that was such a good shit. Like, I don't really enjoy shitting. I just like the relief from
Q-tip,
the pain.
Like clean my
ear.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
And I'm like, oh god, it feels so fucking good right now. Yeah. And she's like, it is disgusting. It's that girl. Oh. That's what you said.
Well, your Q-tips look like someone dipped them in orange paint when they get out. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We got a lot of wax. It's hereditary. Yeah. That's what my dad told me.
I know.
I was like, oh, dude, I got a lot of wax. He's like, yeah, it's genetic. Like, all excited. I'm like, it couldn't be a vertical leap. It had to be fucking earwax. Sweet.
It's genetic.
What really cool genes you got passed down.
Yeah, but you do like them more than anyone else.
Yeah,
it's very
cute.
All
right. Do you want to go back to this or no? Listen to this. No, you don't like that?
Next.
You don't like elevator
spoken.
Guy? All right. We're done with elevator guy. The fucking lady. Ended it.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position. And what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
So, Christina says, I was listening to episode 409 this morning. Notice an audio issue.
Okay, here we go.
At 3:36, an awful sound filled my headphones, and it's you.
Thank you.
You sneezing, it says?
Oh, let's stop. Let's see.
You have the fucking balls to talk about my sneezing? The fuck, man?
But that was so charming. It was like a little, doe, like a baby.
That is hideous.
Maybe that's why I don't enjoy them. They're not pretty.
Oh, man. Ugh, someone God, said, it affected me emotionally and still have not recovered.
That was horrible.
Yeah. At 1508, there was a sound of what I think was a touched individual attempting to sing. It was deeply disturbing,
okay.
And hope it was just an equipment issue that can be fixed. And then it says, click here to hear it. Here's this one.
You know where you are?
Yeah.
You want to juggle, baby?
Yeah. Babe.
You know where you are?
Yeah.
You want to juggle, baby? Tag it.
Wow.
That sneeze is terrible. It's by the way, that's called a perfect impression. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a huge GNR fan, guys.
Let's see. You can't take your headphones off now, can you?
You guys are horrible, all of you.
You are fucked now.
No. You guys are all rotten, all of you. Oh. You're terrible. You're the worst. Don't do it again.
So.
No, don't do it again.
Don't do it again?
No, don't do barf things.
Okay.
Okay. All right, guys, let's get to some YMH business. First of all, you know, a lot of people have been writing in about this very important debate that's been raging on in the Your Mom's House community, and that is whether or not shits push the fart out.
Wow.
Yeah, very divisive.
Thank you. Finally, someone is addressing real issues. So
this came in from Zachary.
Yeah.
Hey, Hitlers, I've been thinking about your... I know, it's so funny.
God damn it with the Hitlers.
It's every one of them starts, hey, Hitlers.
I know.
Okay. Hey, Hitlers, I've been thinking about your fart and shit situation. And he writes, honestly, I'm deeply offended. Who are we to apply socially constructed roles to shits and farts? Maybe some farts push out shits and some shits push out farts. You excrement normative binary standards should be cast aside, and we should just accept that farts and shits are fluid. Anyway, I hope you can get rid of your cis-normative constructs and see the light. Keep it high and tight. Thank you, Zach. Well, thank you,
Zach. Wow, that's a really...
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting.
Well, did you want to read something, Tommy?
Yeah, which one? The next one?
Well, no. Yeah, on this topic, I'm saying.
Well, oh, my God. Good job, young Jedi. That was great. I mean, no, once a listener brought it to my attention, yeah. I was totally blown away.
Yeah.
You had me believing farts puss the shit out for years.
And that's what my mother
true.
Taught me.
Yeah, it's not true.
That's because what my mother taught me.
If farts push the shit out,
yeah.
When shit was done, there'd be so many farts after it.
Shit out when shit was out, there'd be farts. Not necessarily so, Tom.
Shits push the farts out.
Right, so then there should be farts at the end of the shit, is what you're saying.
If farts push the shit out, but we're going the other way on it. Do you even understand this? This is high level stuff.
No, I know. Philosophically speaking. Well, I had an epiphany on this very topic as we've been spending time here in Palm Beach, is that I farted the other day. And mm-hmm. I kept farting and farting and farting and farting with no shit.
Okay.
And I thought to myself, can't we have farts for the sake of having them? Why?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Why must all farts have purpose or utility?
Oh, you went really philosophical.
Thank
on
you.
That. Yeah,
I mean, it's like this capitalistic notion that everything has to have a fucking utility attached to it.
You really?
What if farts are just for fart's sake, like art? For aesthetic enjoyment. there's no usefulness to them.
Yeah, you're opening my whole mind up again.
Thank you.
Really interesting stuff.
I thought it was. Thanks,
That's
bro.
Super deep, bro.
Thanks, guys.
Here's a thought provoker that's also foul. It says, "Sup, Kane? I was sitting in bed after a night at the bars, and my girlfriend was vomiting in the bathroom right next to my bedroom after one too many adult beverages.
Nope.
That's when something amazing happened. At the same moment, while she barfed and made a sound only Chris Jeanza could love, she farted. Which raises the question, what do you call it when you puke and fart at the same time? Keep it high and tight and poly and bye. Sincerely, Hot Cocoa." Whoa. What do you have a name for that?
No. That is a thought provoker.
Puke and fart?
Puke and fart. I feel like those two go hand in hand because if you have food poisoning.
Yeah. And if you barf and fart, it could be a Bart, I guess. I would just call it a Bert and leave it at that, you know?
Yeah. Well done, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're right. Let's leave it at that.
Yep.
Here's another thought provoker that came in. I really like this one. Okay. Are you ready, guys?
Yeah.
This is from Gerald. He writes, "Can retarded people vote?"
Whoa. That's such a good question.
It kind of is.
It's mean, and you go like, come on.
Yeah.
But then like a few seconds later, you're like, that's a good question. Like,
Right.
The answer is yes.
They can?
Wait.
How do you know?
How do you know? Wait, what? About retarded people voting? Uh-huh. He was voting? Yeah, because they can't be like, dude, not you. Like, you can't. You go to vote and they're like, no. You're like, I can't vote? No. That's true. Someone helped him sign?
Well, now, wait a minute. That's a physical disability. But he was mentally disabled as well. Okay.
Yeah, but what if he was like, you know. Like, what if you see him and you're like, this guy doesn't know what day it is, you know? Like, I'm serious. Like, can that guy? He cannot? How do you know this, though? What?
Oh!
You're retarded?
Well, that is interesting, and I wonder. Can retarded? They can't drive. Clearly,
they can drive.
Oh,
yes, they
shit.
Can. We learned that. As long as you can pass the driving test,
well,
you can show up fucking drooling. And no, it's true. And if you pass the test, they are like, you passed the test. Like, but I'm saying for voting, it's your constitutional right. You're 18.
That's true. You have to be 18 and American. That's the only two prerequisites.
I think you would have to be just beyond, like, they would have to be like, no. Like, you know, like, you're just like, ah. Like, if you can't find your way in the booth, then maybe they can go, like, you definitely can't vote. But
so wild.
If you're like, I like orange.
Whoa.
And then, what? Why? That's not crazy. I'm an actor.
That was
so
I'm so offended. I can't.
What is this?
Okay.
Do Top Dogs. I'd go retarded.
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite.
Where is that one?
Oh, yeah. I'd go retarded.
I'd go retarded.
Yeah, I'd go retarded. Yeah.
That's the best. All right.
I'd be retarded.
Do you want to read this one? This is another thought provoker.
Let's see. This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Hitler. God damn it. They're all...
It's a lot.
Do you guys think deaf people are more grossed out by farts than non-deaf people? That's a good question, though.
Hear them out. Yeah. Hear them out.
I look at it like this. Their other senses are heightened, just like blind people, including the smells. But add into the mix, they can't hear them. A silent but deadly is always worse because it sneaks up on you. Basically, their whole life is nothing but silent but deadly.
Wow.
That's, That's from Kevin. Kevin, you're a goddamn Rhodes Scholar. And that is true, because every time someone could, it could be like super loud, and you'd be like, "What the fuck, man?" Yeah, you.
Well,
it would just kick you.
It's the warning, so you can brace yourself. Right. So when you know the expectation is met, then you know.
That's true. Yeah.
You're
it's always a surprise.
Yeah.
Let's talk about death. Sure. So, Jerry Lewis died.
Yes.
He was Christina's.
Yeah.
Not a fan. He was.
Why, lady? Speaking of retarded, that was his whole thing, right?
That is true. His whole thing was acting retarded. Funny retarded.
Big teeth and the big glasses. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
He basically locked down
retarded.
Yeah. I mean, that is. This is him. That's Jerry Lewis, if you didn't know. And he died, and they did this thing, the Hollywood Reporter, which is, it's really big in L.A., the trades, right? Like the industry news. And Hollywood Reporter is definitely one of the biggest. They did a special interview where they were interviewing people that are still working in Hollywood over 90 years old.
Why?
And
why are you?
Because this, just to be like, well, that's what they wanted to know. They're like, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Stop.
And
just relax.
But I mean, they were also 90. Celebrating them. You know, they're like, you're old as fuck, and you're still entertaining people. And it's pretty, you know, it's probably a cool thing. Hollywood Reporter calls you. You work in Hollywood. It's a big deal. They go to his house. He allows them into his house. They set up for an interview that's going to be in print, but also to air online. And he was such a dick. And it's kind of hilarious, but like, he just was like, it's like, why would you even say yes to the interview?
That's the thing, is that he was notorious.
Yeah, they didn't just show up. They were like, you want to do an interview now? You know?
No. And he had a bad reputation for being really grumpy towards the end of his life.
So. Yeah.
This is pretty funny.
This is pretty good.
We're doing a feature on people who are still working in their 90s. Have you ever thought about retiring?
Why?
Was there never a moment that you thought it might be time to retire, or you would want
to? Why?
So that, imagine being in the interview and be like, oh my God. Like,
you come from a generation a little older, and I think of Bob Hope, George Byrne.
I like that he tells a 91-year-old guy, you come from a generation a little older.
Yeah, no shit.
Sinatra, people you knew, many of whom didn't want to, or never retired either. Do you see similarities with them?
None.
None? What do you think drives people like you and them to want to keep
Such
working?
Such a dick.
Because we do it well.
Okay. Shit. What a dick.
Wait, this
man.
Is even better. This is great. Hold on.
What's different about performing now for you than, say, 20 years ago? How is it different for you?
It isn't.
What an inspiring interview, huh?
It isn't.
Hey, hold on. Here's another one.
Have you
what
made
an asshole.
Any...
Do you How do you keep the material
any
fresh?
Any concessions to being, you know, older in your performing, or... Does it? How do you keep the material fresh for yourself?
By working at it.
So then if you're this guy, you're like, oh, my God. So then he goes like, because you're basically wanting him to just talk more, not give you one word answer. So he's like, well, here's one I know factually you'll have to give me a different answer. He asks him, how is Vegas different now than when you started working there 50 plus years ago, right?
A million
Which
years
is
how
ago.
Is Vegas different,
totally different
for you than when you first came here? What was the first time you performed in Vegas?
1947.
Sorry, well, 70 years ago.
Can you tell me what Vegas
shit.
Was like when you first showed up?
It's not. It's the same.
It's the same?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
It's totally ass. Not.
There were two hotels, you lying dick.
He's so dismissive. Why do the interview if you're not even going to answer the guy? It's so weird.
He
looks
what
like
is it about
shit,
Vegas
too.
That
I wish you could
like,
see
or
the...
what is it about... How would you describe the place?
Doesn't even
like,
answer.
When you show up in 1947, what was it? It wasn't a little bit of a dusty cow town. It was What was it like?
A dusty cow towel.
Well, thanks for the interview, Jerry.
Here's a supercut of his answers.
Why? None. Because we do it well. It isn't. Not at all. By working at it. Anyone that's 90 does. No. 1947. It's not. It's the same. Exactly the same. A dusty cow towel. No.
You asshole.
Total asshole.
I have to admit, I think that's the funniest shit he's ever done.
Absolutely.
I feel like at 91, I would give the same interview, you know?
Well, that's the thing, is like, once your face starts melting off of your skull, you know what I mean? Like, that's when you go behind closed doors and just retire.
Yeah.
You know, just give it up. Your ego, the guy is such a fucking egocentric.
Yeah.
Why are you torturing people with your existence at that point? You know what I mean? Just go away and die like the rest of us.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Is that too dark? He's fucking 90s too old. 90s too old.
Do you know where blue jeans came from? Do you know about this?
During the 1950s, young America discovered blue jeans, and the industry exploded in the United States.
It's a hidden puke clip. I had you looking over here. Boom!
You're the worst, you know?
Ow! 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 That fucking hurt. That was mean. That really hurt, actually. That
you're
really
terrible,
hurt.
Man.
That
you're, hurt. You're the Jerry Lewis. What was that?
That was a dry heave.
Oh! God, you're terrible. All right, here's another thought provoker. So there's no more barf clips. When food goes right through you, is it the meal you just ate or a prior one being pushed out?
That's a good question. I don't see how it could be the meal you just ate. It can't be.
But it feels like it is.
Yeah,
that's
it's an illusion.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But maybe it's pushing the bad food out that you had earlier, and that's what's cleaning you out, right?
Yeah, it's...
The meal that was in you.
I mean, you're getting into medical stuff now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Huh? It's making space. Wow. That's what it is.
There's the doctor,
so it's
right there.
Fucking
stomach's like, fucking get out of here. And yeah.
Yeah. You also knew the retarded question, too. That's the fucking expert of West Palm Beach, huh? All
right. You want to do a Master of Accents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totes.
Okay, so this came in. Let's see what this is here. This is a... I have like a fucking goddamn gnat. All right. So this is Scottish. Oof.
Oh, boy, that's a toughie.
This couple is on the Jeremy Kyle show confronting each other about cheating.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's see if you guys can figure out what's being
said. When I slept with somebody else, I tell her that.
But it's there, it's there.
You know,
but did the day air apart for that, did it?
That is English, just so you know.
No, like apart the da-da-da-da, like that I heard.
Yeah,
apartheid is bad, but
good dad. Wait, but so good. Now you're going to say, see when you finally get the boss to admit it, you're going
right?
to see a band of two lasses.
Did you hear that too?
It's not.
That
it's,
sounded like.
I
good,
know what you thought it
yeah.
was.
Good N word.
No.
Yeah,
it's
big
not.
Words.
It sounds like it.
I heard big words too. She heard.
Anyway,
it's clear. No, I'll. Keep it deaf with your daughter from saving she's I dare honestly, and you know what? What's the point?
I heard you know what?
Yeah.
And honestly. She said it's clear. She said it's clear. She that's definitely said
it.
It's
anyway,
clear.
Eh?
It's clear. No,
it's clear. Something.
Keep it deaf with your daughter from saving she's I dare honestly, and you know what? What's the point?
Obviously. She said obviously. Oh, honestly. Okay. Fucking show-offs. And then here's the last one.
It's me that's always finished that. Where did I...
Man, I've been my
okay, so...
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Let's go back to the one where everyone thought they heard something. Because I have the clip here. Okay, so I know
exactly...
I have a
translation. Okay, let's hear it one more time, and then we'll...
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
And go ahead.
You did! Wait, but so good. Now you're going to say, see, when you finally get the boss to admit it, you've got to say one or two lasses.
That's good, blanker conversation.
You did.
You did!
So that, by the way, that the beginning is she's saying you did. She's saying you did. That's how heavy the Scottish accent is.
You did!
That's you did.
You did!
And then... Oh, man.
Wait, but so good. Now you're going to say, see, when you finally get the boss...
The N-word conversation is what she said.
She's saying...
The N-word conversation.
So now you're going to say... See, when you finally get the balls to admit it, you're going to say one or two lassies. That's what the whole thing is. That's what she says. I swear to you. Yes. It is.
She's racist.
You did. Wait, but so good. Now you're going to say, see, when you finally get the balls to admit it, you're going to say one or two lassies.
I heard
lassies. That's
lassies.
What she says.
What the lassies?
Is somebody here Scottish? Do you not think she's saying that? You think the translation's wrong?
She says the N-word conversation was
no,
good.
No, she doesn't.
No, I don't know. I'm sure the translation's accurate. I just don't, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy that that is English, man.
That's English.
Damn.
That is English.
When I select somebody else, I tell her that.
But it's there, it's there. But did I apart from that?
That's terrible.
He says, when I slept with someone else... He does. He says, when I slept with someone else, I told her. When she did it, she lied for a year and a half. That's right here.
When I slept with somebody else, I tell her that.
These are our fucking brothers and sisters, guys.
Yep.
All right. That was a horrific failure.
That was bad. All right. You know what I've been noticing on this vacay, Daddy?
What?
Is vacation dads... I'm in Florida, I forgot. There's a specific type of vacation dad I've been seeing where they're always shirtless, right, in their boxer or whatever swim trunks.
Uh-huh.
And then they have the hard booze belly. There's that guy. But then dad bod, right? It's hard, but then I saw they have like the rib cage shows and a fat belly. Which I feel like it should be either or, but not both.
It's a good observation.
How do you have a fat belly and the rib cage show?
That's stage 3 cancer, actually. That's,
That's totality!
We didn't even talk about the eclipse!
Oh,
man, the eclipse. Ah! Oh, my God! Prominences!
How many of you did that guy's voice during the eclipse? That was so fun.
It was great, right?
We did it the whole time. Totality.
He was so excited about it. Yeah.
Totality.
That was the best.
Yeah, that was great.
God, dads love that.
They do. That dad.
Prominences.
That's hard to achieve. You got to go hard for years to get that. That special
hard,
dad bod.
Yeah.
Yeah, for where the ribs and the big hard hooshy. That shit's rough, man.
You're
you
got to
like I really booze right. it up definitely 6 days a week. And like you still somehow stay active. So you have the hard gut and you're like, I'm doing all right. I got the ribs on the side. It's a Florida bod. It's a Florida dad
it
bod.
It is a Florida yeah. dad bod, yeah.
Totally.
And what I've noticed is on every beach, whether it's, you know...
It's like a Florida Keys bod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I noticed like in South Beach or here, there's always the guy who looks like a piece of fucking beef jerky. Skinny, skinny, skinny guy with his dog rib showing.
Yeah.
Leather skin. Yeah. Like charcoal.
And he can't get enough.
Every day
he's like, more. Yeah. Yeah. That is a Florida guy, too. It's such a Florida guy.
But then they're athletic, like they run all day or something. You're like, what are you doing? You just want to die. Like you're trying to kill yourself.
The sun worshippers, man. You know what else is a super? You see it in the South. You were pointing out. You're like, look how this dipshit is dressed.
Oh my God,
see, I'm used to seeing this from growing up here. So we're at the hotel, and this guy has on like pink khaki style. You know, like pink shorts with a belt, and then a tucked in button down collar. Like he looks like a frat,
like
guy
a rapist
going to the game.
It's a douchebag rapist.
And she's like,
look,
what the fuck is that guy wearing? Yeah. And I go, oh, yeah, that's a def. That's like the Southern preppy look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I hate him so much, too. And she's like, who dresses like that? I'm like 18 million people.
Because seriously, in LA, if I saw a fucking dude wearing like pink khaki shorts, a brown braided belt, and then like a polo collar and then tan topsiders with no socks.
I know you'd be like, this dude's about to get beat to death
That motherfucker would be dead. Like, there's no way he would survive.
But it's like automatic, right? You see that guy, you don't even blink when you see that guy. You're like, fuck that guy. But you know, he's like a preppy douchebag.
Yeah, he's a douchebag. It's a douchebag.
He's got the Brooks Brothers look.
Yeah, fuck the Brooks Brothers. Yeah. You're going to like the way you look. Is that them?
No. That's Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. Brooks Brothers.
Well, what's Brooks Brothers saying?
I love how much you don't know that.
I don't give a fuck. I have no capacity for, you know... I don't fucking care. That Brooks Brother, that is some Southern shit, though. We don't have that in L.A. No fucking way would a guy wear, like, a lime tuxedo. What is that called? A seersucker suit, too?
Oh, like the seersucker. Like that's super Southern. Yeah, that's
never
see that in,
LA.
Like, Georgia,
never,
Alabama.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, Carolinas.
Nerds.
Racist places.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, it's an outfit that says, I might be racist.
Right. The plantation outfit.
You get the suit, you get the tiki torch, you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Now, got the whole outfit, man.
Tiki torch. All right.
Half those guys were prepped out. They were like wearing collared shirts.
They went to Brooks Brothers.
Yeah, they did. And they're like, I like the way I look. I'm going to go out.
You're smart, but...
All sales are final.
Should we do our special segment?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, you want to get that twin thing came in. We've been really asking great questions about twin dicks.
You read it.
Yeah.
Most important.
Are there any twins here? No twins. Mm. It's like almost 500 people. Sorry. Like, you represent the twins that aren't here? They didn't want to come? These guys are actually twins, and they're talking about it.
She couldn't get inside. She was too tight. Yeah.
And so you stepped in?
Yeah, my...
Do you have a smaller penis? Is that why?
No, he had another girl.
I did not understand that.
Yeah, is this
but
a master
twins.
Of accents or a fucking... Oh.
No, they're twins. So, but here's what the guy says. This is what he gets to. So this lady's interviewing these two twins. Yeah. One of them basically says that, you know, a guy had trouble with the girl she was with. And then he explained.
Okay.
They were friends.
I thought it was like you couldn't fit inside, so he called you in because you have a narrower penis, and he was like, it's okay.
We got everything. It's the same.
Yeah, we're twins.
You're the same?
Everything is the same. Everything is identical.
Everything is identical.
From
so that's
the fucking
another
eyebrows.
A case that their dicks are the same.
Exactly the same.
I'm beginning to lean towards that as the solution to this thought provoker, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's compelling shit. ABC is going to do a profile next week.
Very, very. All right, let's do some. Do you want to do filler ups?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it. We need our scene.
Okay, here we go.
Special theme. Filler up. And seal her shut. So stupid. I like this. It reminds me of like roller skating, you know, in seventh grade.
It's good. Okay. So for filler up, sealer shut, we're doing today a Your Mom's House edition of filler up, sealer shut, meaning that we're going to discuss people that have been featured on the show. So first we have the ladies, okay? So would you rather fill up and seal shut Rain Florence?
Today.
Okay.
Today, during the day, I have collected my urine in this...
We know her now. Yeah.
Okay. So you know who that is.
She's so crazy.
Or would you rather fill up and seal shut?
Come down later for moose soup!
I think we've spoken. The tribe has spoken.
What do you think?
I mean, but if I have to choose, I mean, I cannot...
But really think about it, though.
I know, I am. Here's Rain Florence. She's going to be all weird and...
Oh, she's going to cry.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, that's true. She is filled up with piss, so...
I feel like the moose soup lady is a real P.I.G. in the sense of it. Like,
she is a savage animal. Yeah. Like, Rain's going to be like, I want you to connect with me
first. I don't
want to
connect, She's going to cry and feelings and all that
like,
shit. Yeah.
I'm ready to make love now.
I don't want that.
And Moose Soup Lady's going to be like, fucking just slam it in there. Don't give a shit. Yeah.
Moose Soup Lady would take your head and just force it in between her legs.
Yep.
And you
come down later for Moose Soup!
And you'd have to eat her box. Like, she won't let you out.
OMG!
You'd have to eat all her moose soup before you get out of that.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go
I bet at least if you were eating her out, she'd be super complimentary, you know?
The moose soup?
Fuck! You guys are doing good!
Yeah.
Fuck! She'd be so much fun. I feel like the moose soup lady's a party.
Yeah.
And Rain is like a serious bummer.
It'd be a downer.
Yeah. I'm all moose soup.
But it actually depends what mood you're in. If you want to get fucking wild, you go moose soup all the way.
Yeah.
If you want to like really take your if you want to have like an emotional
emo
connection, then Rain is like pee in my butt now, you know. And just depends what you like. Let's ask the audience: who here would rather make sweet love multiple times to Rain Florence, the urine therapy lady?
Few weirdos in the back.
Who would take the moose soup lady?
Wow.
You guys are fucking pigs,
man.
You guys are doing good.
Dale huevos all around. Dale
huevo. Holy shit. Okay. So... now we have this other one. Okay.
Oh,
so,
shit. Yeah.
No, yeah. Now it's the men. Because I'm with them. I'm going moose soup.
Yeah,
I'm just going to fucking party.
Dude. Moose soup
because also,
party.
You know, she drinks. You're just like, just give me a handle of whiskey and I'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
You just get through it.
She's a serious pig.
Okay. So here are your guys.
Okay? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Somebody's like, ugh. It's guys that have been featured on this podcast. So it's not going to be good. So, would you rather be filled up and sealed shut by this man?
Rob.
Never.
Who is a master of sharpening his sword.
50 times.
Or would you rather have sex with this man?
Oh, the story that this road tells.
It's not gonna be. I mean, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Are you ready? Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Okay.
All right. So there's kisses on your neck. And then.
Oh.
He makes that noise from a fucking highway. Imagine if he's up inside of you. Just pumping over and over.
All right. Well, here's the thing. The rub guy is so
fucking creepy. I can't even.
What?
I'm so not into
him. But he's a master of lovemaking.
I know. That doesn't matter.
50.
Here's why I don't like him. He'll take longer because he's mastered his circumstances, right? His circumscription. How do you say, asshole?
Massage the testicle.
We found old videos of him.
Yeah, like, you just want to see this?
Like, I don't know, 30 plus years old. Still, he was talking about your dick and your balls then. Like, he hasn't wavered at all.
Man, when you finish the kidney, massage the testicle. Okay? Testicle is an incredible factory producing a lot of sexual energy.
This is from the 70s.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But back to this story.
Rob,
okay.
Rob.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really interesting one to think about. So you have a guy who, for 50 years, he's just been like touching his dick, talking about his dick, talking about sex. So maybe it'd be like the most mind-blowing sexual experience you could ever have.
It's never gonna be.
Why? He's such an expert.
Dude, it's
his
so
knife
gnarly.
Is so sharp.
Okay, look. I mean, woman to woman, like all these scenarios are about getting in and getting out, right? So
no.
In my mind, it's like I'm gonna get in there. And I'm going to let the Trans Canada dad, he's going to be so stoked. Dude, he's never had a mouth on his penis ever. This will be the first time any woman's ever tugged his nuts, and he's going to love it. And I'm going to make this guy's life, dude, the Trans Canada Highway dude.
Okay.
That's how you see it, too?
Yeah.
Get in, get out. But what about, right. That's the thing, in this scenario, what's supposed to be happening is these guys are going to town for like hours. So you can't really think of it as in and out. Maybe.
She's got a good point. Wait, hold on. The lady in the front just said the rub guy is going to be counting out like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you're going to have to hear this asshole count.
That was racist, the way you did that.
Why was it racist? I was doing an impression.
1, 2.
Yeah, that's how he does it. 50 time, and then he'll go 50 time, 50 time, 50 time. And he'll turn. Internal.
Could be good.
Orgasm. That guy's awesome.
Hell yeah.
But as a woman, you can just close your eyes and like let me
propose this to you.
Sure,
though.
Go ahead.
Your scenario, what you're saying makes sense if you're like, the idea is to get in and out. But what if in this scenario that we're proposing, you have to spend an hour with the person?
Shit.
Would you rather have the rub guy who's like, I make you come fast, hard?
No.
Like,
no.
Or,
it's Trans Canada Highway.
That guy.
It's that
for an
guy.
Hour.
Yes. You know why? Because I'll give him a thimble full of whiskey, which he's never had in his life. And he'll go crazy. He's like, this is crazy. And it'll be so much fun for him. I would do it for him.
Oh, the story that this road tells.
I would fuck the rub
of
guy.
Of course.
Dude, that guy's gonna open your mind up. You'd be like, I've never even felt that in my balls before. And he'd be like, I know, I'm the master of this.
I'm the rub guy.
Yeah, I'm the rub guy.
All right, let's take a poll. Who here is gonna go for the rub guy?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. What about the Trans Canada Highway? Thank you. Give me my reward. Thank you.
Hell yeah!
Thank you. Where is that from? Give me my reward.
Give me my reward?
What is she
That's
from?
A porn
the
clip.
The cum sprinkler. The cum dog. Yeah. That's an old one.
It's really gross, reward. Guys.
Yeah.
I want to see all the cum on my face. So I can lick it up. Oh, yeah. Make sure it's a lot. I want a lot.
Okay. It's so stupid.
It's very dumb.
All right.
Yeah. I need some more.
It's pretty long, too.
Yeah, it's thick.
Uh. There you go. What
all
else
right,
is
ready?
There? Is there anything else?
I want to do a Would You Rathers.
Oh, okay. Would You Rathers. Let me see what I have.
I have to pee so bad. Open your mouth. You guys all have to pee. We all have to pee.
Drink the top layer.
Permanent itchy asshole. It's time to play real sexual.
Put it in your ass.
It's time to play with snotty filled toilet paper.
The urine from two dirty homeless men.
It's time to
wipe my butt with your mucus.
Homeless jar.
I've been have sex with your sister.
Take it in the face. Vinegar stripes. Your grandmother walks in on you masturbating.
Never have another orgasm.
It's time to play Would You Rather.
All right. I'll say this before we get started with Would You Rathers. You have a gift for these. You really do.
Thank you.
You've come up with some of the best ones ever.
Thank you. It's
and they
suffering.
Come out of you like that. It's amazing.
Thank you. It's because I understand suffering and I feel like I like what is misery.
You're the Would You Rather champ
really
for sure.
It. Thank you. Now, guys, please, let's go. Okay. Okay, would you rather?
Yeah.
I like Would you rather wear a fart helmet?
What's a fart helmet? Okay.
It's my own design. So a fart helmet is, it's a tube that's hooked up to your butthole, and then it's connected to like a space helmet, like what you wear.
Like a mask.
Yeah.
So a fart mask?
Oh, they did? Okay. So, but every fart, it's in your face and you're smelling it all day.
So you're smelling your own farts all day?
All day.
Or
you pee in a mason jar, but you carry it with you everywhere, and you're like...
And you have to...
You have to talk about it.
You have to talk about it.
Like, a mason jar.
So, like, you meet people, you're like, this is my urine. I believe in keeping all of it. I can get you a jar, if you would like, and introduce you to the lifestyle.
Right.
Or just smell your own fart with a mask on.
Right.
Do you realize that, like, as crazy as you look to people when you're like, this is my urine, if you walk into the bank with your fart mask on, it's just they're pressing the button under the desk immediately, right?
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying is that either scenario is a life ruiner. You know?
No, they definitely ruin your life. Yeah. That's.
You're gonna
how
have
do you
to
come
explain.
Up with these?
I just think about what would be the most horrible shit in the world.
Yeah.
Like a fart helmet, it's going to...
It's
gonna
a mask.
Right. It's hard to perform. It's hard to go
hard to perform?
Dates.
Your stand-up career is over. Like, you can't call the club, make sure you have the mic inside my mask so I don't miss any farts while I'm up there. No. They won't hook you up with that.
Yeah.
But you could put your urine mason jar down.
Well, then that disqualifies you from a lot. Like, imagine having to do Conan, and then you're like...
And he's like, what's that, Tom?
That? Yeah,
and then I tell him, and he's like, we'll be right back. It's like...
Well, interesting. You should ask. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started urinating
I put it on
in
his
this
desk.
Mason jar. Yeah. That's the thing. Your life is ruined.
It's pretty awful. But I still think you have some chance... You know, like some people would not notice your mason jar. Some people would be like, okay, and kind of, you know what I mean? Kind of move on. I think you have to go mason jar. A fart mask is 100%. You should have tinfoil on your head too. Like you can't,
it's
no one's going to talk
helmet,
to you.
But I call it a fart helmet.
But you say helmet, but you're describing a mask.
Right.
It's over your face is concealed. And then when people are like, are you scared about the apocalypse? You're like, no, I have a fart tube going from my ass to my mouth. And they're like, I'll see you later. And then they just walk away.
Yeah.
So 100% mason jar.
Yeah, I'll take the mason jar too.
It's apple juice. Exactly.
Right.
You have a story and then they're like, can
no,
I have some?
But
and you're
you
like,
have
go
to
ahead.
Come clean. So, the essence of it is you have to tell people, like, I've decided to do this thing.
I collect my urine.
Yeah, you have to. That's the craziness of it.
And then
it.
I go, have you ever had a urine enema? And then they're like...
You have to preach the gospel.
Sir, the exit's over there, if you don't mind.
Yeah. All right, what do you got? I'm going to take the mason jar, too.
Mason jar.
Yeah, okay. Clap for mason jar.
Who wants a mason jar? Yeah.
And the fart helmet.
Wow, there's some nasty-ass girls in the crowd. How could... You what? You like your own brand, but your job is over. There's no way your boss is like, it's cool. You work from home? Do you have... Are you in a relationship?
You're married? You're ever your...
Are you single?
No, you're married, you're set.
What? Yeah, it's a that could be your career if you're like, I wear my fart mask.
It's true. You could incorporate this into your website, and now you're making even more money.
You just said that so sincerely.
Yeah, I know. Well, now I'm thinking like she's thinking. You're working from home. Now you've got farthelmetmistress.com. It's fucking brilliant, dude. It becomes a lifestyle. It's a brand.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, next, moving along. Here's my second one, okay?
Ah, duct tape your ass today. Ah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, would you rather be vegan, but you're one of those vegans that you have to fucking talk about it 24/7?
That's what they do, yes.
Vegan, so just right, yeah. I wanted to be respectful. I'm sure there's a few that are not proselytizers, but you're the annoying kind, okay?
Right.
And you're constantly proselytizing. Every time someone is with you, like, I hope those shoes aren't leather. And
vegan vagina.
Right. Yes. And you talk about your smoothies all the time.
And you're like, bees are suffering when you eat honey. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, and you're one of those annoying people who doesn't eat anything on the menu. So when we go out, you're always like, is there dairy in that? Is that lactose free? Is that gluten free? Is that so like all you can eat is like five things. Okay. And you're a pain in the ass.
So you sound like you're
everyone.
A real fucking fun guy to
yeah,
be
you're
around.
Horrible.
Okay.
Or you have to listen to me whistle constantly.
100% cutting meat out of my life. 100%.
I fucking hate listening to people
whistle for them. Whistle for them.
That's I'm fucking already, terrible. Dude. That's terrible.
No, I'm already, listen, no, I'm not having any dairy tomorrow. I'm not, no. No, that was terrible. I don't...
That was terrible. I know.
Okay! So...
Okay, I have one more.
That would be rough, though. I mean, what you're proposing is really difficult,
it's
actually.
It's terrible. I annoy the shit out of you, or you annoy the shit out of everybody. That's the scenario.
And I would miss that food for sure.
That's what's fucked up.
But... Yeah. But hearing you whistle sounds worse.
I hate whistling.
Yeah. It's the thing is, it's not that her whistle is bad. It's that it would be
whistling.
Constant. It would be,
but
even when I hear the world-class whistlers, I'm still like,
it.
Will you knock that shit off, please?
Yeah, it's horrible.
I hate when people do it indoors, you know, like waiting in line at the bank and the guy's like, and you're like, are you fucking serious right now? He's asserting dominance.
Yes.
That's what they're doing.
Yes.
It's territorial.
That is the psychological reason, you know?
100%
they're asserting that this is my territory. Yeah. Everyone has to fucking listen to me whistle. Dish fucking... I hate them.
See, I think you would rather fucking go vegan than listen to yourself whistle.
And I would be a real... Oh, yeah.
Who here would...
A real asshole
would rather listen to Christina whistle all day, every day?
Whistle?
And who would rather go vegan than listen to her whistle?
Vegan...
It's kind of close.
Proselytizing
close.
Vegan.
Yeah.
I'd be real annoying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I've gotten one last one, okay? This is more gross. Would you rather never floss? You're done flossing. Some of you pigs aren't doing it already, okay?
Yeah.
Or when you dump, you're only allowed to wipe once.
Ooh.
The controversy,
listen.
Wow. Wow. Heated debate in here. Let the conversation
this
begin.
This feels like like a period piece.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to allow women in the workforce. And,
yeah.
And everybody's like, what's going on?
That was such a sincere reaction.
I know.
They were like, whoa, lady. Whoa.
I have to take a big stinky shit. After I go, I don't use toilet paper. I flush the toilet. I dip my hand. I get in here. Dip three roughly, and then flush again and dip. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Dip, 5, 6.
He's nasty as hell.
Chris.
One wipe. All right. Dude, you'd be... Yeah, these are great questions.
Okay, yes.
Order,
I hear you.
Order.
I
hear,
hear.
You.
Your Honor, I submit to the court that in this particular scenario, we are dealing with bidet-less toilets.
Order! God damn it, order! This is an absolutely brilliant would you rather, and you will entertain these thoughts. This triple D slut wife has a point.
Now, here's the thing. The reason I choose a bidet-less toilet is because this is the everyman scenario.
Hold on,
Yana.
Hold on. What you propose is so absurd that I actually forgot what the other option is. What in the hell was the other option?
Okay, the other...
No flossing.
No flossing.
Man, there's no... You are 51-50 if you choose one wipe over not flossing again. Are you out of your goddamn
mind? I changed my mind.
Mind.
Hold on. I'm going to revise it in the moment because I feel there's a better option than the flossing. Would you rather have one wipe...
Yes.
Or not wash your hands for a year. And that's a better would you rather.
You could do that. You could do that.
It's
again,
not part of the rules.
You would be, hey, there's that fucking psycho that wears gloves everywhere. But it's better than being like, hey, here's that guy that smells like fucking piles of shit because... He
now,
listens to a podcast.
Now, Yana.
Yes.
A way around such a conundrum of the one wipe is to take a shower every time you make a bowel movement. That's the way around. That's the workaround, if you will.
Appeal denied. That is not acceptable. That is not acceptable.
So... Well, no. This is not... So, no, listen. If you do the one wipe, okay,
ugh.
This is... You can wash your hands as much as you like. Now, that's the caveat. So you can... One meaningful wipe goes a long way. Ugh. Hey, there are some shits I take that only require one wipe.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Clean.
Oh, man.
What are you thinking, Tom?
I mean... If you don't wash your hands for a year,
right,
you're fucked in a lot of ways. I mean, you really are. Think
yeah.
about
yeah. If you're showering, you have to hold your hands outside the
granted.
Shower.
Like,
that is correct. Yeah.
Oh, that's not yeah, crazy. Right. I'm taking a shower. Like
no.
that.
Here's what. Okay. That women and men of the
I'm
jury.
Just taking a shower.
Yeah. You're right. This gentleman. You bring up a valid point.
What's the point?
What do you do to wash? Okay, you may put plastic baggies over your hands in the shower, okay, to wash. Like you ever have a cast on your arm and you have to cover it?
Yeah.
You can do that. What, sweetie? I can't hear you.
There's, that's what the Supreme Court would hear.
What is it?
How are you going to wash your asshole? If you can't get your hands...
What? No, easily, okay? I cover them in plastic baggies. They're airtight.
You're so serious.
And you have a washcloth, which I'm opposed to using in regular life, but because of this thing, I have to. And yeah. I washcloth my asshole. Easy peasy, dude. Yeah, fucking loofah that shit, dude. No plastic bags? No.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, so there you go.
You're suggesting.
What a fucking would you rather. I mean, this is Charlottesville all over again. Yeah. This is crazy. Fuck you!
Very divisive issue.
Very divisive.
What are you choosing? Hand washing?
Racist?
Racist. Hand washing or one wipe dump? Go for it, Tom. What's your answer? Final answer. We need it.
I think...
OneWipeDump.com?
OneWipe.com. Yeah. I think I would definitely... I would be the gnarly hands dude. I would just walk around with unwashed hands. I cannot be one wipe guy. You got to be kidding me. There would be times when you're like, I just can't jump in the shower, and you could not, I could not go through life like, why are you shrugging like, whatever?
Because there are many, one wipe, but you can shower after, so that's why I'm saying.
No. What about the shells for Demolition Man? What's that? What about the shells for Demolition Man? Seashells all over again. Seashell, what? What happens in Demolition? He scoops with that?
All right, this is getting out of control.
I haven't seen it in years. All right. Look at all the fucking...
All right, let's fucking take a vote.
Yeah, let's take a vote.
Okay, who votes for the no hand washing for a 1 year? Go ahead, clap. Who votes for one wipe dumps? Do you hear it? That sounded like more women did the one wipe dump. I think because our shits are not as gnarly.
No, but look, it's so fun that you guys came out tonight, and I tell people this all the time. We love doing the podcast. It's our favorite thing that we do. So thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
For
we're
gonna
be out there. Tell them we're gonna go meet.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be out there. Anybody that wants to meet,
wants
a picture. I brought. Merch! And if you want a shirt or whatever, we got that. If not, we're fucking whatever. We'll be out there.
But I need to take a whiz, so give me a second.
All right. We'll see you. Thank you guys for coming out tonight. Appreciate it.
I don't want my kisses.
You know, that feeling when you have to go, you have to kind of squeeze your cheeks together. You have to stretch your legs out.
How you feeling? You want to get your dick off real quick? Dick off real quick? Dick off real quick?
You know, it was really messy.
Really messy. Really messy.
You ever busting one of those? Busting one of those? Busting one of those?
You could go and get different guys to jizz in your mouth. Jizz in your mouth. Jizz in your mouth. Jizz in your mouth. Jizz.